Yeah, okay, let me officially start the share.
Okay.
The Zechadish was Avi Murray, Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas. The Zechadish was Daniel Shane of us, Yeshua Falak.
Okay, this is a siddur. This is a siddur from Shklov.
Well, let me write it down so they can get me a copy also. Where is the siddur from?
From Shklov.
From Shklov?
I did a search in Hebrew books.
Hebrew books.
Shklov. And I think this is the only siddur that came out with Shklov.
Shklov, okay. Hebrew book Shklov. Okay, well, let's see what
and
you see.
So that's this is the Shahr. And here is the end of Shachris, right? We see Aleinu L'Shabayah, right?
What year is this, Aaron?
Pardon me?
What year was this?
Tuf Kuf something. I don't remember. I don't
it
remember
should
that.
Have it right at the beginning.
You have to, yeah, but you have to figure it out. Tuf Tzadi Mem Yud Chet. That's Mia.
That's Mia.
What would that be? 58, 148. Tuf Kuf Yud. Kuf Yud. Nun.
Is this from the Strashon Library?
What mean?
There was a famous library in Vilna, the Strashon Library.
That's where they took the photocopy.
Oh, where it says Matisyahu Strashon.
Yeah, over here.
I think it's 1788. Check my math, Rabbi Simon. You're a math.
Isn't that Rashash?
That was his family. His
That was a rich family.
So they had a library in Vilna.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Schneer Lyman told me he believes that the Chafetz Chaim used that library.
Wow. Yeah, so
yeah, because he learned in a sniff of Voloshin in Vilna.
Yeah.
Rabbi Simon, is my math correct?
Well, I did do the math, but let me
You're
see.
You're the math major.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No. Who said I was a math major?
The urban legend is that you got your BA in math.
No, that's a legend. That's why it's a legend.
I was almost a math major.
In Gematria. He got it in Gematria.
I switched the last semester.
Let's see. Okay. So pull up.
Okay. No. So here you see Aleinu.
Aleinu.
And then it says.
Okay. One second. Gab Nagu, Lomar B'chulim Yishim Lashir, Shalim Yom B'vein, Sugdash B'yom Yishim Omer. Yeah.
But there's no mention of Hayom Yom. See? And it continues. Each day he tells you what it is.
One second. One second. Right. And what is it?
And then, Yom Hashishi, Yom Hashvi, Al Shem Shabbos, Siman La'elu HaMizmorim, gives you the Rosh Tebus, Leshem Elim.
Yeah, let me see. Let me just go scroll back a little bit from Yom Rishon. I want to see Yom Rishon again.
The David Mizmor, Hashem Aretz Mloam.
Right, so it doesn't mention B'Shabbos.
No, at the end, B'Yom HaShvi'i, Omer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Al Shem Shabbos. The Siman La'elu Hamizmorim Leshem Eli. The Shem Eli, maybe. Shem Eli. Ve'omer Kaddish Yehei Shlomo Rabba B'chol Ha'am Niftarim L'Shalom. We go home. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Davening is over.
Yeah. Right, so.
Okay, but I found something else, though. I found something else. Do you know the Sefer Ishei Yisrael?
Sure.
The Sefer?
The Red Sefer.
Yeah, right. This sefer,
yes.
So I took a copy of that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I just closed it. Just a second. Oh, 1 minute. That's wrong. Why did it close? Okay. This is the sefer. Okay.
Yes.
And in the footnote, he says, Shir Shel Yom. וכן אומרים בסיום התפילה של שיר יום, והוא המזמור שהיו הלווים אומרים בזמן שבית המקדש היה קיים, ומתאימים לומר בו היום יום. Okay? Right?
Right.
And then look at the footnote. The footnote. Ramoa, and let me make it bigger. Yeah, that's easy. Ramoa סימן קופלה מדבד, ויין משנה ברורה, דאין צריך לומר. Gama Mishnah shel Ashir shayu levim omrim, which we say on Shabbos, right? Va'amnam b'Shabbos nagu la'omro acharein kelokenu. B'shemati agam shamzman oibach the kevin sheyesh mitzvah liskor kol yom et haShabbat va'yein bamban, which you mentioned, right? Va'yein alzeh shesham kasu perik membet siv gimel v'ha'arayud aleph noheku lahosif kodem amirat. Hayom yom v'chulei, zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho. Hayom yom rishon. Not only to say hayom yom, but to say the pasuk.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle of making a packet on that.
Ah, okay.
So,
chenu b'likut ma'ariach. Say the shimshon.
Yeah.
Okay, then he goes on.
No, but this point is that... that's what... Was it the Azor Eliyahu, the footnote?
Right. And now here it's and here he says also on the top, Yeshanu lamata shir harayim v'roshchodesh yom tov v'cholam moed Yeshanagu lomar et hamizmor haragil shel oto yom b'shavua shachal bo hamora v'yeshomim mizmor miyuchad l'chol echad miyamim elu. וביום שיש בו גם תפילת מוסף, יש נוהגים לומר את השיר של יום לאחר תפילת שחרית, ויש נוהגים לומר לאחר תפילת מוסף. רב שטרנבוך talks about that also.
That requires when should you say it? Should you say it like the svar?
He says both.
The svar says it after shachris and nusach ashkenaz.
Right, no, but I think Rav Sternberg says you should say the regular yom after shachris and the special one after musaf. That's in that daf lamed that we saw. We didn't finish doing it yet.
Rabbi Simon, if you're putting together a packet, I was just playing back mentally what Dr. Lyman said to me. He said, even if you didn't find in that edition of Masechet Sofrim a particular the answer, he said the references there that he provides will lead you to the answer.
Okay.
And then this footnote also. I'll send this to the chat because to the WhatsApp. Because the note here is also important, whether you should say Ayom Yom, you shouldn't say, he said you should say the Yom, but not Shabo Ayul Abim Omrim, because maybe it's Dover Shkarim. That's what Hashem says also.
Yeah.
Aaron, who wrote the main text and who wrote the footnotes on this work?
I assume they're all all the same. It's this fellow, Popop, I can't pronounce it, but Pfeiffer. I think that's Pfeiffer, like PF.
So let's take a look for a second in the packet that has the Padim Eros that we were looking at yesterday.
Yes, and you asked me to remind you.
Now it's labeled as packet 9, as Mordechai said. Old Binyan Amir Shoshalim Bepurim. So there's a sefer here that I...
Excuse me, which page are you on?
Look on page 5. There's a sefer... And Rosh Shapiro recommended, I like to use it. Of course, Shira Shmuel. It's a whole sefer on Mira Shir Shel Yom. I think it's the best sefer I've ever seen on Shir Shel Yom. It's called Shira Shmuel.
What page?
Well, page 5 is the Shar Blot. Okay. Peret Shmuel Mantel. Is that Reb Matl's son, Reb Harari? Reb Harari.
Yes, Reb Simon.
Is Ramatul Mantle, right?
Yeah.
So this Sefer Shir Shmuel is written by a Peretz Shmuel ben Rabbi Yisrael Halevi Mantle.
Oh, wow.
Is he a Levi, Ramatul?
Yeah. Yes, he is. He is a lady.
So could this be his son writing this Sefer?
Could be.
Excellent, excellent.
What's Rav Montel's first name?
Is it Yisrael?
I think so, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe a cousin.
Yeah. So if you take a look here on page six, it says, "Me'ata asi question also is, why did the Gra change the Mizmorim from Masechet Sofrim? Masechet Sofrim says on Purim you don't say Ayelas HaShachar, you say Shigayon LeDavid, because that has the capital of that the person who dug the pit, he fell in the same pit that he dug. And that's the idea of Chabad. You know, Me'ata Asi Shaper, Mind the Shina Hagra, Mizmorim, the Masechet Sofrim, Chanukah Purim, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Shavuos, Chol Hamoed Sukkos, the Sfirah, the Ein Elam Mizmorim Sh'Amru B'Mikdash. Because he held that these are not the Mizmorim Sh'Amru B'Mikdash, the Lokim Ashman Divish Shlomo, Sh'Gam B'Mikdash Amru Mizmorim Elo. In other words, when it says that they said these Mizmorim on Hanukkah and Purim, is that what they said in the Mikdash, or is that what you should say in Shul? In other words, right? When it says in the Masechet Sofrim, you should say Shigayon LeDavid on Purim. Is that what they did in the Mikdash with the Karmid? They said that that capital? So he thinks not. The some of the Mizrosh Tikkun before us, Tvei in Yonim Shal Yom Elu, and then he quotes the Moed Mizmanim. V'adai hayal l'divrei Rabbeinu Zatzal b'chor ne'eman al zeh. Amnon b'chanukah purim b'forsh b'rishon amiyos mizor me'elu shakova ha'gra. Fizeh nira de mizmor e'elu shal chanukah v'tisha b'av v'adai shalo nemru b'mikdash. He says, these mizmorim, these special mizmorim, that were not said in the mikdash, elo amru es ashir shal yom haragil.
Right. Well, we don't say on Tisha B'av a different mizmor.
Right.
We say the
You
regular yom yom, the regular
yom
mizmor.
yom. Right.
We say by mincha. We say by mincha like everybody else
Right.
does.
Right. So he says that he doesn't think that these mizmorim that are mentioned in Masechta Sofrim were said in the Mikdash. In other words, that was a question. Where, even according to the Gra, they said we say mizmor. HaShachar. Is that what the Levim said in the Beis HaMikdash of Purim? Probably not. He says, because the Purim was no, like I was discussing with Rav Harari, I think he agreed with me. There was no nothing special going on in the Mikdash because for Purim. You know? The So that's what the Gross said. In other words, the Gross may said that this was a takana that was made to say some a capital from Yonah Shel Yom. That's what these things were in Masechta Sofer. There's a chach of Tina Chin Hagrosh, Yom Rubinyon Shal Yom, Lo Hitriach Lomar, Gam Ashir Shal Yom Chol. Whereas when once, understand, is the Gra made this takana? He says, once they had this idea of saying the capital of Yon Yeshal Yom, so they said, now you don't have to say Shir Shal Yom. So that's the part of the Eros says. The Shir Shal Yom Tov Nidche B'Shabbos, Lo Omer B'Shnei Mizmorim, B'Nei Tirchem Tzibura. And then that's what the whatchamacallit, that's what he said is the the Panemiros says that once you made another mizmor, then forget the you don't say two mizmor. That's tircha de tzibur. He says, "Mikan shuvah olsem shachar chadoshim mikarav bo v'tiknu beis knesset chatfilas arms kamim mizmor b'sefet de'ilam." That's what that was the panemiros we saw yesterday. This idea that people just zogging till to choshu al torah chatzibur. Okay, ein lein al hosif al gishonim ga'odim kadmonim v'tiknu imam rekz mak mizmor echad b'shul kadosh yosem.
Rabbi Simon.
One second. So, my only question is, what's the lashon here? So he says, one second. The last two lines on page six, he says, "V'iz anira the mizmorim elu shel Chanukah v'tishabav bevadei shel lo nemru b'mikdash." El amru es Hashem Hashir shel Yom Haragil. Rak achachik tiknu lo amru b'dosav l'shir shel Yom b'chdei lahaskir inyona shel Yom. And that's in the Masechta Shofar. But he says, but I don't know what he means. The lashon achash tikin hagra. What do you mean tikin hagra? What about wasn't it the Masechta Sofer that was? What do you mean achash tikin hagra?
Maybe until the gra, nobody said it.
And what was the Masechta Sofer talking about? Well, the Masechta Sofer says that the Chanukah this, the Purim this. So what does that mean? When he says
the mere fact that only it's known as Minhag HaGra because nobody else today even says it, not let alone before the Gra.
So and what and then you mean they didn't follow the Masechta Sofer?
Yeah.
So the Masechta Sofer has it, but the Gra made it before some that you should say it.
Right.
And what was the Masechta Sofer? Maybe they took the gross more seriously than the Masechta Sofer. So he says, but once the Gra did this, then that was meant to be in lieu of the regular Shir Shal Yom. But it was never something that was in the Mikdash. So that was the idea. There were two things here. There was Shir Shal Yom in the Mikdash, and then there was the Shir that they said as a the Yonah Dioma. So then, what is he explaining? Me'ata azi shabim my deshina agro habizbara b'sech sofrim. One second. So what's the word? Since it wasn't said in the Mikdash, so the Gra has a right. So, in other words, what is he pointing out? Why did the Gra, if it was something that was said in the Mikdash, so then it was something specific that was said in the Mikdash. So if the Masechta Sofrim has a Besorah of what was said in the Mikdash, the Gra is not going to change that because that was what was said in the Mikdash. So the Gra is not going to change what was said in the Mikdash. But if it's a thing that there's an Inyan to say, some capital that has some Inyan from Inyan of the Yoma, so then maybe there's leeway that the Gra could say differently what it says in the Masechta Sofrim, because the Masechta Sofrim is not saying a specific historical record of what was said in the Mikdash. He's just saying, you know, this is a good capital to say. It's still a little awkward why the Gra, which if the Masechta Sofrim says to say this is the one, the Gra says, oh, I have a better capital. I have a capital that's maybe he does. Maybe, you know, the one about Ayala Sashakna Kaili Kaili Lama Zaftani, that Chazal say has to do with Purim and Esther and things like that. So I could understand why it's he thought that, but bottom line is, if the Masechta Sofrim says differently, so he's saying, well, it wasn't really what they said in the Mikdash anyway. It's just this Indian. So I guess what? So then, is it what he's saying is, so anyone can just pick what they want?
Well, what is the status of Masechta Sofrim? It's not the status of Shas of the Mishnah,
right?
Yeah, so it's the Gaonim.
Right.
So already we're not, you know, we're moving away from Matbeah Shabbat Chachamim.
Yeah, they may have a Masara that's
or a Minog that they established.
Okay, but it might be from the Mikdash.
I mean that's what Rav Sternbach. We can go back to Rav Sternbach now on page Lamed on page 4. He writes here, the Inyan, take a look at the second arrow, page 4, in Moradim Zmanim Chelem Zion. The second arrow. The Inyan Hashir de Yom Tov, he ne had groza tzal, chosub maisa rav, Chelem Zmorim Tzarech Omar, v'lo yadati lava dacha ha Zmorim haksum in Masech Nesofrim, sh'osum omru b'beis ha-mikdash, lo Zmorim ha-cherim, me'avur sham, go miyam rishon shal Pesach, Masech Nesofrim, yisa sh'omrim ha-luka ha-lu of the Hashem. I don't know what exactly that means. I mean,
Munas Chacham.
Yeah.
But I mean, Herr Sternbach is from his descendants,
right.
Isn't it?
Right.
Is this correct where he says that the Gra wrote Maaseh Rav?
No, the Gra didn't write Maaseh Rav.
That's why I'm challenging it.
So where does he say the Gra wrote Maaseh Rav?
Hinei Hagra Katav, the Maaseh Rav.
Where are you reading?
The arrow pointing to Ubinyan Ashir de Yom Tov.
No, he doesn't mean that.
He means Katuv the Maaseh Rav.
Well, yeah, he doesn't say that. I mean, just say it's either
Maaseh Rav.
It seems a little sloppy. That's
yeah, okay. I don't think you have to take it so literally. He doesn't mean that. He
I think it's wrong.
Rav Sternbach also knows that the Gra didn't write Maaseh Rav. No one knows that the Gra wrote it.
Well, at the very least, it's sloppy.
It's sloppy, okay. It's sloppy. Okay. It's, you know. Then he says, Omnam Navochani, Bekavod, the last three lines on the right side of page 4. Navochani bekavana sabrazatzal im kava shemizmorim elu hayolvim over veis hamigdash or the zoi takaris kadmon im lova batek the siyos midrorim elu shir shal yom well eza shir shal vim obru because this was a masidu Rosh Hashanah pezah keshem svech sofer mashu shi obru veis knesses la mitzechal ashmidis yem kumokan yuvim obru veis hamigdash and before shmid vrem shem veis knesses not the lower Mizmur miyucha b'yonu shal yom shvina tzeres dafka schafku lagam mikdash hamukhen muchach she'ein ze tolo b'mikdash ufi ze yesh lomar du lagam agra tzatzal shakava mizmurim shatarach lomar kava alpia mizmurim shanagu lomar b'bate haknesias lo kasha b'msech ha-sofim d'hasam kaya mizmurim shabu b'yis ha-mikdash shitoso ino ha-tvich ha-satim lomar b'yis prokim u'mizmur shakava sanglom d'shir l'yom u'mikdash lo nodo lan ma'am. So that's a question. Vira Kodesh Yerushalayim Dogim HaPeru the Perushim Gangra Loma B'yotam Shir Shal Yom HaSabizmur Shakava Mikol Mokam Eino Bim Ola Kodem Shazer Shir Shal Vim Ahoyim Omri Sabikmash Yem Dumani Shem Kavon Hu Ron Kei Me'ach Hashem Yadein Mukvo Shir Shal Vim Sabikmash Ad Sheyovo El Yol Bekoro V'yo Re. So we don't know what was in the Beis HaMikdash. So he's saying that it could be that the group.
You didn't finish your sentence. It could be what?
So that's the question. What did the Rahul was Masechta Sofrim. It was Masechta Sofrim what they said in the Mikdash, and he was just giving you other things to say in Shul? It's hard to know.
Also, it's Masha what he writes that this was a, that the Gra was koveya it, but it was based on minhagim that it, that people were doing.
Yeah.
That it became a, somehow it became a popular thing to do, where some people did, and he was and he may he more regularized it, you know, put it into a form of a minhag, a definite minhag.
But if we're entertaining that the Gra thought that they said at the Mikdash, how was he offering different mizmorim?
Right. Why was he offering different mizmorim?
It seems a little hard to think that the Gra thought it was as per the Masechet Sofrim, but he disagreed.
No, he saw people were saying. That's what he says. No, he saw people were saying it. And that's what, no? Oh, Zeu Tagot HaKadmonim, Lomar Bebatei Knesios Mizmorim Elu, Kadmonim is right, L'Shir Shal Yom, She'em Min Yom Shal Yom, Abel Ente Shir Shal Avim, remember that this was a minute to say the Shir. Like same way, I don't know, same way we mentioned in Tefillah, we mentioned the Yom.
Well, take a look now, page 7, Shuvar Isi, page 7 on the left side, Shuvar Isi B'chikrei Lev, Simon Laman Beis, before Shkidvarenu, they talk, yeah, that's what I'm planning to put in the packet, the Chikrei Leiv. The Eint HaKara Shirim Ela Bidin Zeche LeMikdash V'Lav Levim Anu V'Lav BeMikdash Yasvinan U'V'Tfilas K'neget Timidu Kol Gam HaMincha HaNesach V'Hashir Ben Amiris Parshat HaTob Ela Bidin Kol HaKori Posek Bo'Noso V'Fi Shagam HaLevim B'Shir Kor Mizmor HaShayach Lo T'Yom Al-Kain Anu Omri Mizmorim Elo. לכן הראשון הם לא הקפידו לשון השיר במסך הסופרים כגון מה שעושים דיר עבוד רם. So what do you say? In other words, is the Masech HaSofrim saying what they did in the Mikdash? And then we just have a thing to some type of Zecher. And maybe we dafka want to do something that wasn't in the Mikdash, to, so it shouldn't look like, you know, it's like not eating tzli on the Pesach night. So someone, no one should say we're trying to eat the Korban Pesach, because it can't be having, you know, so, you know, something we have to do things to show we're not doing what they did. You know, David Cohen has a piece.
Well, there's a matter of, there's a matter of Hakadosha also. That's more complicated.
Yeah, so well, maybe Masechet Sofrim is what they did in the Mikdash. Or, I don't know. It's confusing. But Bezer Shem, I'm going to plan to put that Chikrei Lev in the packet to see that what they did in the Mikdash. Now, there is another piece here, page 10 and 11. He says there are four shitas. It says on page 11 on the bottom right, Abizmorim Sha'omra B'Mikdash B'Tminim U'Musofim Matzano Dalet Shitos. Abizmorim B'Mikdash B'Yom B'Tovim B'Tomim Shoshachu B'Ein Arbaim. He has four shitas about which mizmorim was said. So let's take a look. Aturi Evan, Pshita Lay.
Sorry, what page are you?
11.
Thank you.
Aturi Evans is the Shagasari. His shita is that V'yontif Rosh Chodesh Lo Tiknu Shir Miyukad, that Tomit Shal Shachar always had the regular, you know, Rishon Sheni, etc. Only by Musaf did they have the special ones for the special days. And that's the Turi Evan sheet.
So what does he say? What's the bottom line?
That by Shachris, you always said the Monday one, the Tuesday one, the Thursday, even if it was Yontif.
Right.
Only in Musaf Was there?
It is like Rav Sternberg said. That's what Rav Sternberg said.
Yeah, that's the Toriyev. That's the Shagasari.
That you say both.
Yeah. Pshita leituva de biyotev Rosh Chodesh lo tignu. And number two is the Birchas Chinuch. Also, Lidach is the Mashem Matzana Baruch Hashanah Ashir. Shonu L'Tamid Bein Arbayim. Hu Adim B'chol Yodif Af B'Shachar. He holds even in the morning. Shaking Yontif, that told me who told me Shal Yontif. But then he says, and then he says, number three is the Chasam Sofer Shita. The book of Me'asugim Rosh Hashanah Shalom Hayu Koflim Shum Shir B'Yom Echad. So he says the Shir that we say the Shayu Amim Veis Hamikdash that's in Shachris, and then he used to sing something else by Ben Arbaim. And the Ramam Ipanu. Says that B'chol Yontif Loshinu B'Shachar Ben Arbaim Yishir Shal Yom, Prad Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Chodesh. Only they gave the regular shir, except for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, that they sang in Musaf Mincha to Farsim and they were Kaddish L'Chodesh. Okay, but whatever the case may be. Why did the groan change? Unless you say in this idea that the groan dafka wanted to change, so it shouldn't look that we're doing like the avoda. You know, it's only a zeka, so dafka do something different, so this is not the real thing.
But during the normal week, we do say Shabu Hayu Alabim Umrim. At least some people said, right?
Right.
That's all I mean.
It could be the groan never said that.
Yeah.
Did the Gravis say Shabbat?
In the Siddur that I had, he puts it in parentheses.
Right. I have a feeling the Gravis never said, he just said, like the old minute of just saying the capital.
But I saw in that Ishe Yisrael, he said that I bring the Shita to say, or maybe it was him himself said, you'd say, Hayom Yom Rishon. And then say that, in other words, not to say the.
Right. Who did that?
In the Ishe Yisrael, he mentions that.
I think this idea that you know the Shlomo Zalman and the thing with the Ramban is geschmack because it fits in. You get a kiyum of the Chiddush of the Ramban. I don't believe that that's what the Kavanah was originally. In other words, now that they have it, now that we do it, it's nice to say we're Mekayim the Ramban's.
Wait a minute, What was the Kiyum of the Ramban?
The Kiyum of the Ramban is you should always mention Shabbos throughout the week.
This is for Shabbos, that's for Shabbos, this is for
right. Me. So the same thing. This is Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, this is Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, you get a Kiyum HaMitzvah. But that's like a later thought. After they did it that way, I don't know if that was the Kavana when it was done.
You bring up that Ishe Yisrael again.
Okay.
Want to see it? Do you want to see it?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's give me a minute.
Rabbi Simon, before we end today, you asked me to remind you to look at the Panim Meirot.
What was the, tell me.
Because he seemed to start off saying that because of Tirchat HaTzibura, you don't have an additional mizmor,
Additional capital, right.
right? However, he then said for Yahrzeit, he says you only add one, but it seems that you do add one over there. So is it only on a
I don't know, the
Yom Tov?
Panamiros is man. It could be the Panamiros. Let's see the Lashon. Yeah, we have the one right here.
So with the Panim Meirot, is he only talking about Yom Tov that you shouldn't add, but during the week, if there's a
It doesn't
Yahrzeit,
say
you do add?
Yortzeit, it's still Kaddish Yosef.
Kadishatum, that you do
So,
add.
and maybe that's why we have the Shir Shal Yom. In other words, we have one capital so people can say Kaddish.
Could we look
So
inside and
during the rest of the year, they say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And when it's a special occasion, you don't say the Shir Shal Yom Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You say for Purim, you say for Hanukkah, you say. And it was only, and that's the, so I think Panim gives me the most clarity.
Yes, but can we look inside in the Panim
Yeah,
Meirot,
page two. He says you should only say one capital.
but where does he, I'm looking for
What are you looking for?
the yard site or the
Yeah,
cutting.
that's the very end. The
Oh, so during the week you just have the Shir Shel Yom. When he says Shetiknulo Marak Mizmor Echad Bishvil Kadesh, is he talking about the Shir Shel Yom that we say?
Yeah, and that will be trumped when there's a
And that
special.
is trumped. So he's not. We're not adding a Mizmor onto our regular one.
Right. You know,
That's
the
what I wanted to
question.
clarify. Thank
He said
you.
you should do that.
Right, I've got it now.
He's not into this Reboy to Hill.
No, I got it, but I just wanted to clarify that last line.
And I think that's a very, and I think that's what they say. What maybe is that Sefer Shir Shmuel saying Pshat in the Gra. That the Gra also held that way.
Well, didn't we see that in the Ma'aseh Rav? I thought
Yeah,
that was
going back
clear.
to that, we saw it in the Ma'aseh Rav.
I think it was very clear in the Ma'aseh Rav that.
That's one thing. He doesn't say why, so that's the Panimiros
Right.
that you pointed out. He doesn't say why, but
Rabbi Simon, do you see where I'm pointing?
yeah, where are you pointing?
In Ha'aram Memvav, the third line.
The third line, yeah.
Okay, so he says, well, actually, the second line. But in other words, he's saying that on those days you shouldn't say you should say Hayom Yom Rishon because that's a chizuk of the Ramban, but you shouldn't say
So I think
because
that's a like I think that's a modern day zog.
okay, yeah, probably.
Because it became like a frumkeit with the Ramban. But we'll see, maybe the Chikrei Lev might say it also. So we have to that's why we have to say the see the Chikrei Lev also. So I'm working on a packet to put in the Chikrei Lev. Okay, so this is so hopefully either we're getting more clarity or more confusion, but hopefully
Yeah.
more clarity.
More regular time?
So tomorrow, regular time, but next week is a change. Next week we're gonna have on Monday and Wednesday we have the shiur at 9:30. Does 9:30 work? On Monday and Wednesday.
We're delighted. Whatever time you give Shir,
Yeah,
we'll be
Monday,
delighted.
Wednesday, 9:30. And I think on whatchamacallit, on Sunday we might do a little early, 11 o'clock or something like that. Not 11:30. Okay, but let's go day by day. You know, it gets too complicated here. Okay, but this, yeah. But I'm glad you. But they took out from the rare book room, and they made they scanned they scanned. We took pictures, so I'm going to put that in the next packet of the rare book room. They had the sitter. It's a small sitter. It reminded me of like you know the that old sitter that they have in Eretz Israel. What's it called?
Meshkol.
What's it called? A little sitter.
The
Yeah.
publisher was Eshkol.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the pocket sign.
Yeah, what is it called? It's called
Don't know.
Let me see. Let me see.
You see?
Yeah, no. It's a thick sitter. It isn't that thick.
Oh, I know that. That's Rob Doblitzky. Sraya Doblitzky. He has pictures in it. He's
Yeah,
got
yeah,
all
yeah,
kinds.
yeah,
Mine
yeah.
fell apart a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
not Mincha Yerushalayim.
Was the call of a Ferrari?
Is that a Mincha
Yeah, that I think that's it. Yeah.
There's a famous also that sitter
Yeah,
that
that's been
they.
out of print. That's been out of print for years.
Yeah, but mine fell apart. I mean,
Yeah.
but he's a Grunick. I mean, he helped with the sitter, in
But what's
fact.
it called? It's called something. I forget what it's called. There's a name for that sitter. You must have seen it, Sheehan, when you were growing up. So everyone had that sitter.
It had pictures in it, if it was for the
Yeah,
bracha.
pictures of the brachos, what a chita looks like, what a
Yeah,
sora.
yeah, yeah. And it had all the charts for the times.
Yeah. It's a little thing. So that type of sitter was the sitter that they got for me from Amsterdam from 17 something.
The predecessor.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Rabbi